This is Health First with Kathy Hart, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Dr. Hilary Chambers, naturopathic physician and chief spokesman and educator for Healthology. So we've been talking about ways to stay flexible and to keep our bodies going, to nurture them the best we can. What part does the liver play in as we age? Can you tell us a bit about the liver and what it does for us and how important it is to how much our energy and flexibility we do have?
Absolutely. The liver is one of those organs that I think we should be thinking about a little more often than we do. Our liver is working really hard all the time. It's working to detoxify everything we put on our skin, every medication we take, all of our hormones. It's working really hard to make sure that our bodies can continue to function properly. So there's a couple of factors that can start to impact the liver. So one of them is if we're overweight. Sometimes if we're overweight, we can also see an increased risk of having something called NAFLD, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, long name.
That is very long.
But basically, you know, that's something that we become more at risk for. And what that means, the liver's struggling to keep up with detoxifying. The other thing is if we've over time, again, as we've aged, we've just had more exposure to things, more of a sort of an onslaught, I'll call it, of whether, again, it be medications that we've taken, maybe it's alcohol that we've drank or things that we've been exposed to. So if our liver is not able to keep up with detoxifying different substances in our bodies, what we're going to start to see is, A, we start to feel more tired. B, we start to experience more pain. And we do really start to notice that we're slowing down. And we see this a lot as we age. So it's important to be making sure we're not neglecting the liver as part of our overall plan to reduce inflammation and pain.
Mm. And so those bitters are going to help the liver to some degree, but is there supplemental forms to help really flush that liver? It is, after all, just a big filter to try and protect us. It gets kind of clogged up just like your car filter.
Yeah, it does get kind of clogged up just like your car filter. I like that. I like that analogy. The other one I like to think of is that it's kind of like your inbox, right? If over time you get like 5 new emails
a day,
can only get through 4 of them, you're
right.
Going to get behind. And yeah. So sometimes doing a little bit of liver support is really helpful just to get through that inbox. It's like hiring an assistant. So one of my curcumin is actually something that can be quite helpful in that instance. So we already talked about curcumin. But something else that I really love to point out is NAC, or N-acetylcysteine. And NAC is a precursor of our biggest, most important detoxifier, glutathione. And glutathione is like the ultimate assistant to help, or I guess in your analogy, Kathy, the ultimate mechanic, I don't know, to help us get through that that backlog and help our liver to catch up with detoxification.
Yeah. And I think on one of our previous shows, when we were talking about lungs, another excretory system, it was really super for the lungs as well, wasn't it? That
neacetylcysteine? Right. You're so right. The liver is the number one place in the body where we find glutathione, and the lungs are the second highest density of glutathione in the body. So it helps us in both instances. Absolutely.
And if we go to take that to the NAC and we're detoxifying, how do we do it really gently so that we don't cause our bodies a lot of turmoil?
The best thing to do is to find it in with other to pair it with other detoxifiers so that your liver doesn't just get a little bit of support, but it really does get that holistic approach of support. So things like milk thistle and garlic, artichoke leaf extract, dandelion, what else can we use? Philanthus. There's lots of different plants out there that are really going to work synergistically with something like NAC to make sure that our liver is given gentle support to catch up. and reduce inflammation.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, traditionally we think in herbalism as you know, spring and fall detox, as the season changes, flush the liver. Is it a good idea to do a little work in between as well?
It depends on your own health and your own lifestyle. So some people, maybe, for example, those people who might have more workplace exposures, maybe their partner smokes cigarettes, and so they have that exposure. Or maybe they had a history of something like fatty liver disease that we talked about earlier. Maybe you want to do a little liver support or liver flush more like four times a year. Mm-hmm. It's really going to depend on that individual, but something like a liver support might be every once in a while, whereas something like we spoke earlier about the fish oil, right? Mm-hmm. So that anti-inflammatory support, things like fish oil, curcumin, things like bromelain, these can all be used for long term. And that might be something that you incorporate as part of your routine, just, you know, for the foreseeable future, so that you can keep combating just the normal pain and stiffness that we tend to see as we age.
Yeah. And Hillary, we can't kind of complete this conversation without getting rid of things we no longer need. Like, even if we're sitting down and eating very mindfully and moving our bodies, if things aren't coming out the other end in a good way, what can we do to let go of the byproducts of the foods we've eaten, and so that they aren't toxic to our body?
That's right. That's that. I love talking about digestive health, of course. So with bowel evacuation, part of it is that after the liver detoxes, it shoots out the toxin, kind of get ready to leave your body through bile, and then that goes through the digestive tract and out the other end, so to speak. So if we're not making sure we're eliminating, and the way I like to phrase it is having at least one fully evacuated bowel movement every day, and I think I might have said this on your show before, Kathy, but I'll call it a high five bowel movement, you know.
Everybody, the gold star.
You know what I mean?
Because
otherwise, if the waste is sitting in the colon, what we'll have is something called auto-intoxication, meaning we'll actually reabsorb some of those toxins. And toxins is a big word, but really the things our bodies are trying to get rid of end up getting reabsorbed, and it makes the liver have to work even harder and our pain and inflammation even worse. So if you're not having at least one fully evacuated high five bowel movement per day, we need to look at a couple of things. You know, I'm going to say water, so I'll just get that out of
water. Water, water, water. Yeah.
The second thing is fiber, right? How much fiber are you actually getting from your diet? And I find this so interesting, Kathy. Have you ever gone onto one of those, just online, there's free programs available where you can put in what you eat in a day and see how much protein you get and fiber you get and sugar you're getting. Have you ever done that?
I have never done that.
You have? Oh, you should try it. It's an interesting exercise. I suggest it for everyone. Just put a couple of days worth of meals in there and take a look.
Okay, I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, you should be seeing. So for women, we should be having at least 25 grams of fiber in a day, and most of us aren't even getting 10. And then for men, we should be seeing that they're getting about 38 grams of fiber a day. That's really challenging. Mm-hmm. So if you're noticing you're not getting enough, you may want to increase foods like chia and flax, beans and legumes, brown rice and quinoa, or you may want to consider adding a supplement in to just sort of simplify and get that fiber boost so that your bowel health can be maintained. And that, again, will, as you said, getting rid of waste is a big part of lowering pain and inflammation.
Yeah. So we've gone all the way around this body. We're going to run out of time, but what I really would like you to let our listeners know about is all the wonderful support that you have on your social media and on your webpage, and how they find it and what's available.
Absolutely. So our website is myhealthology.ca, And on there, we actually separate different conditions and products. So you can take a look, and with each condition, there's a write-up that I've done with ways to eat, things to watch out for, how to make some changes, and a nice write-up of how everything I've said before, everything I said today, is all kind of included there. And then you can follow us as well on all of our social media channels at MyHealthology.
That's wonderful. And so the webpage is there, the social media accounts, and you're running a practice in Ontario as well if people want to have private sessions.
That's right. Yes, I just actually opened my own clinic. It's called Kingsway Wellness, and it's here in Ontario. And so I'm happily seeing patients as well as working with Healthology.
Great. And are you doing virtual patients, so patients can be from anywhere?
Yeah, the virtual thing has been a nice change. It makes it much more accessible, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for educating us again today. And thank you for all the work you do to keep our world healthy and well and strong and flexible.
Thank you so much for having me today, Kathy. It's been great chatting, as always.
As always. Thank you. Thanks again. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.